This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And the Trump administration also wants to change the way the government handles cases of potential housing discrimination. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is proposing a change that would set a higher bar to file civil rights lawsuits when someone suspects they've been the victim of discrimination. Right now, developers and governments can be held liable if a policy has even an unintentional discriminatory effect. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports the administration and civil rights groups are at odds over how much it should take to prove that discrimination.
The new proposed rule would require plaintiffs to show that a policy is not only discriminatory, but also arbitrary before a case can proceed.
These changes are designed to make it much more difficult, if not impossible, to challenge and overcome discriminatory effects.
Diane Yentel at the National Low Income Housing Coalition says the Fair Housing Act is designed to protect minorities from being locked out of neighborhoods. Paul Compton is general counsel at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says developers and local governments need incentives to invest in housing with less fear of lawsuits.
It is not the department's role to broadly dictate into the thousands of communities across America the local decisions that are made in good faith by officials there.
Civil rights groups say it's already hard enough to prove implicit housing discrimination. A 2013 Tulane University study found only 20% of cases succeed under the current rule. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.